From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, April 20th, and happy 62nd birthday to baseball player Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly. The fans want a dinger out of him. This one by Mattingly. Oh, hang on to the roof. Goodbye, home run, Don Mattingly. His first postseason home run.
1,785 regular season games, and that's a home run try. He doesn't put the mustard on it like Sierra. He runs around the bases the way they used to.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Kemp Inc.'s tax cut package, Woodstock Municipal Court offering amnesty for certain warrants, and COED launches Black Business Roundtable. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Governor Brian Kemp signed a package of tax cut bills passed by the General Assembly. The bills aimed to keep money in the pockets of hardworking families. The highlight is House Bill 1015, which accelerates a reduction in state income taxes from 5.49% to 5.39%. Kemp also signed House Bill 1023, aligning Georgia's corporate income tax rate with individual income taxpayers at 5.39%. House Bill 581 aims to limit local property tax increases, contingent on voter approval of constitutional amendment. House Bill 1021 raises the state child tax credit from $3,000 to $4,000 per dependent child. Senate Bill 496 extends expiration dates of the tax credits, encouraging historic home rehabilitation. These bills received bipartisan support despite being an election year. Woodstock Municipal Court is offering amnesty on failure to appear bench warrants from April 22nd to April 26. Chief Judge Robert Tidwell emphasized that this opportunity allows individuals to address missed court dates without additional penalties, focusing solely on the failure to appeal bench warrant. The initiative coincides with Georgia Cities Week. Payments can be made in person at Woodstock Municipal Court during regular business hours. For further details, individuals can visit woodstockga.gov/court. Cherokee Office of Economic Development, with Georgia Power's support, has established a Black Business Roundtable to foster connections and support among Cherokee's Black community. The initiative seeks to understand the unique perspectives and needs of Black business owners. 11 entrepreneurs participated in the inaugural meeting discussing mentorship, resource sharing, and empowerment. William Thomas of Golf to Grow emphasized the importance of diversifying industries and reflecting on Cherokee's demographics and business practices. The efforts align with the COED's Cherokee by Choice 2.0 strategic plan, which includes support for minority-owned businesses. The roundtable complements the existing Latino Business Roundtable, addressing issues like transportation and education. CBC 2.0 aims to enhance Cherokee's economic growth and resilience. To learn more or invest, visit CherokeeGA.org/CherokeeByChoice. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners has approved zoning condition modifications for Big Door Vineyards, allowing craft beer sales and food trucks on site. The amendments include permitting craft beer sales with restrictions, serving alcohol in the event lawn space, and allowing outdoor speakers and food trucks under certain conditions. Concerns were raised about the potential noise, prompting discussions about noise studies and landscaping to mitigate sound. However, residents living near the winery expressed support for the amendments, citing positive relationships and minimal current noise issues. The county has implemented a noise ordinance to ensure control over noise levels and other operational aspects. Commissioner Benny Carter emphasized the ordinance's fairness and enforceability, highlighting specific regulations for beer service and food truck operations. Cherokee County has taken significant step forward in the development of a bypass around downtown Ballground by hiring Vanessa Hangen Bruceland to design the project. The proposed bypass aims to redirect large trucks away from the downtown area, offering a new roadway from Howell Bridge Road to Flat Bottom Road. The project, spanning 1.5 miles, includes features like a rural and urban shoulders, bike lanes, and shared use paths. Funding commitments from the Atlanta Regional Commission and the Georgia Department of Transportation have been secured, with federal funding covering a significant portion of the design and engineering costs. The bypass project, approved by GDOT, is expected to alleviate traffic congestion and improve safety in the downtown Ballground area.
Y'all ready for a foot-stomping, banjo-picking good time? Reinhardt University is proud to present the 2024 Bluegrass Festival featuring Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Bluegrass Band, Full Court, and the Plate Scrappers. Grab your cowboy boots and circle May 10th and 11th. A one-day pass is just $25, while a two-day pass offers even more excitement for just $45. Kids are free. Come on down and experience the magic of bluegrass music in a beautiful setting. Visit Fellaini.com/event for all the details. And join us for a day you won't soon forget.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, with a cooking tip. If you're planning on roasting meat or chicken or making a meatloaf, this is a great time to roast vegetables for your dinner as well. Cut up various vegetables like zucchini, squash, carrots, white, or sweet potatoes. Toss them with a little bit of olive oil and seasoning, whatever seasoning you like, and roast them on a sheet pan for about 15 to 20 minutes, the last 15 to 20 minutes of your cooking time, and enjoy them with your roasted meat dish for dinner.
Chick-fil-A Canton recently celebrated by awarding $150,000 in scholarships to its employees. The ceremony, held at the Mill on Etowah, honored team members who demonstrated a commitment to both work and community service. Since 2017, over $1 million in scholarships has been awarded to the Canton team members. Franchisee Kevin Williams, marking 30 years with Chick-fil-A, with scholarships ranging from $1,000 to $2,500. Recipients like Ike Taylor Cooper expressed gratitude for the support, citing the scholarship's impact on their educational pursuits. Eligible team members can also benefit from the Alex Gomez Scholarship, offering free college education opportunities. To join Chick-fil-A Canton or learn more, visit cfacanton.com. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners approved a $2 million construction agreement with Bartow Paving Company to rebuild a roundabout at the intersection at East Cherokee Drive and Mill Creek Drive in the Falls at Mill Creek neighborhood. The three-way intersection currently has stop control on Mill Creek Drive, serving as one of two entrances to the subdivision. A residential subdivision with 59 single-family homes is planned for the fourth leg of the roundabout, with the developer contributing $150,000 towards construction costs. The project is expected to take a year to complete once construction begins. We'll have closing comments after this.
When life throws you a curveball, you need a legal team that doesn't back down. Jeff Heller, your go-to legal team, is ready to step up to the plate for you. A former Marine Corps trial attorney with over 35 years of experience, Jeff knows the ins and outs of the local courts. He's not afraid to go the distance for his clients, fighting tirelessly for positive outcomes. Specializing in criminal defense, bankruptcy, family law, and personal injury, our firm focuses on a limited number of cases to provide you with exceptional legal representation. Don't let overwhelming debt, serious charges, or family matters keep you from living your best life. Give them Heller. Call us today at 770-338-6331 for a free, no-obligation consultation. All information is strictly confidential. Jeff Heller, your future starts here.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Community Podcast of Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.